Praise the Lord. Welcome. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the TMC Telecommunion Sanctuary. We are so, so happy to have each and every one of you on the call today. And the tag for today is Psalms 34, verse 8, taste and see that the Lord is good on Tuesday. He is so, so good. Let us have a word of prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just love you so much. We worship you, we adore you, we extol you, and we lift your name on high. Father, we crown you King. You are the King of kings and the Lord of lords. We love you with all our hearts, our minds, our souls, and our strength. Lord, we thank you for waking us up this morning with a mind to serve you. We want to serve you. We love serving you, Lord. We thank you for choosing us to be one of those that will serve you. Father, we lift up the Diaz de Leon family. Thank you, oh God, for him, for Papa, Lord God, for him starting this company, Lord. Thank you for Pastor V. Thank you for Dr. PK. Thank you, Father God, for each and every person that's a part of this Artist Life family. Thank you for our visitors, Lord God. Thank you for what you're doing and for what you're going to do. Now, Father God, we love you. We appreciate you. We thank you for everything that you're doing in the past, you've done in the past, you're doing now. Thank you for the future. Thank you for the 18th day of the fast. Lord, continue to take us through, and we will forever give you the honor, the glory, and the praise. In Jesus' name, we love you, Lord. Amen. Host, are you there?
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Can you hear me, Minister
I hear you loud and clear, woman of God. Take it away.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Thank you so much for seated and greeting everyone this morning with the joy of the Lord. Always have the joy of the Lord in your voice, Minister Wanda, as well as that tag, Oh, Taste and See That the Lord is Good Tuesday. Good morning, good morning, good morning, TMC family. This is Brenda Terrell. I reside here on the Mississippi Gulf Coast in Ocean Springs, and I, along with Minister Wanda, say welcome to our telecommunications sanctuary. We're so thrilled and excited about what God is doing with this call as well as with you. Now, let me just give you a little bit about what this call is all about. It started back in 2010 by our dynamic, wonderful two co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton, who we called our Miss Super Fantastic, and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, who we call our Mother Eagle. So we're so thankful that they said yes to the Master with the Word of God, Psalms 88:13, where it says, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." Our mission statement is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. So with that, we do have a website that you can always go to and get a word from the Lord, because all the messages from 2010, can you believe it, are archived on our website. That website is www.themasterscall.net. That's www.themasterscall.net. And you'll notice that the bios of our speaker, as well as the messages, are archived there, and we're on our 21, some 21 days, others 40-day corporate fast, and today is day 18, where we are standing on the Word of God, Isaiah 43:18-19, and it says, "The Lord is doing a new thing, now it shall spring forth." So you'll notice that in our back on our website, and the theme for the year, in 2019, God's hand of justice integrity, and truth in me individually and corporately will clearly be seen. So now many of you might feel led of the Lord to be a part of this wonderful, wonderful ministry, and we invite you to do so. And in order to do that, please send your information to info@themasterscall.net. You may want to greet everyone like Minister Wanda did so wonderfully, or you may want to host, which is what I'm doing, and then you may even have a word from the Lord. And when God gives you a word, we definitely want to hear it. Send again to info@themasterscall.net. And Dr. Vanessa, yours truly, will contact you. Now, what started us all together is this phenomenal health and wellness company called Artist International. It was established by Antonio Diaz de Leon over 29 years ago, and now his son, Alejandro, and his wonderful daughter-in-law, Elvia, are carrying the torch on under Artist Life, and we're so thankful that they're doing so because we definitely have the best health and wellness products on this side of heaven. Get with the person that invited you to the call, and they'll gladly tell you more information about it. Now, even after this call, we have what we call the New Morning Motivational Call that's held every Monday through Friday, and that number is 712-770-4005. Again, that's 712-770-4005. The PIN is 294-617#. Today is Presidential Tuesday with Minister Edith Byrd hosting that call. So what I'm going to do now is get out of the way because first let me tell you, we do have extravaganza coming forth in the end of March. You definitely want to be in the place at the Luxor Hotel in Las Vegas, Nevada. That's being held March 29th, 30th, and 31st. You want to be in the place. We also top it off with a service because we want to give reverence to the Lord on Sunday morning. You definitely want to be in the place. Again, March 29th through the 31st. Be in the house. Now what I'm going to do is get out of the way because I'm excited. You can tell. Trying to get to the Word. We love the Word of God. And this man of God always delivers every time he comes. He is our very own Pastor Everett Thomas, who is a baptized, born-again believer and an ordained minister. He's been preaching the gospel well over 35 years. He's been an assistant minister to the late pastor at Mount Zion Missionary Baptist Church. He's been and is past senior evangelist of the Calvary Baptist District. He has served as a senior minister at the Mercy House Church in Ecorse, Michigan, and he is a certified biblical counselor. This man of God is also the founding president of Jehovah Jireh Ministries, a ministry that provides the needs of the people in the community with coffee houses, concerts, seminars, and assisting the elderly, doing so much among his community. He is a man of God who loves to sharpen iron. Iron sharpen iron, as he ministered to other men with different men's ministry breakfasts. And we're so thankful that he is a part of the TMC family. We're so thankful that he's a part of the artist family. We love and appreciate him. He is married, have wonderful children. He loves the Lord, and he is delivering a mighty word I know today. He is from Detroit, Michigan, our very own Pastor Everett Thomas from Detroit. Are you there, Pastor Everett?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir, I can. God bless you, man of God. Take it away.
Thank you for the warm introduction. God bless you. To God be the glory. Acknowledging also Minister Wanda for greeting and the tag, taste of Jesus, the Lord is good. This is the day, amen, that the Lord has granted us, and we ought to be rejoicing in it, and we ought to be glad. Well, praise God for Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Dr. B.K. Roberts-Patton for making this call possible. And we just thank God for this opportunity. So, Mr. Brenda, we thank you for hosting and doing such a great job at what you do. Well, we just want to continue what we left off at with the the motivation call last time I was up, and continued the thought of the kingdom of God and how important it is to acknowledge God's kingdom. Last time we were together, we talked about Romans 14 and 17. Amplified version reads this way: after all, the kingdom of God is not a matter of getting the food and drink one likes, but instead it is righteousness, the state which makes a person acceptable to God's and heart, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. So in other words, King James Version says it's not about meat and drink, but righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit or the Holy Ghost. We want to also move into the scripture most of us know in the Gospel according to Matthew chapter 6 and 33rd verse says, but seek, aim at, and strive after, first of all, his kingdom and his righteousness, his way of doing and being right. And then all these things taken together will be given you besides. But seek you first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. King James Version. So our thought today, of course, is it's all about the kingdom. As we continue, it's all about the kingdom and understand the kingdom of God as God's authoritative rulership over his people through Christ Jesus. And Jesus reigns, of course, and we say that he's Lord and Savior, but many times we accept him as Savior because we want our eternal life to continue to be in heaven when we leave here. But when it comes to his lordship or being king or his authoritative rule over us, sometimes we seem to not get it, that if he's not Lord of all, he's not Lord at all. And many times we miss our blessings because there are blessings when we line up with his authority and his agenda for our life. Amen, amen. So it's not so much about what happens in our church, what happens. And so, yes, the church is important because he did say, upon this rock I build my church, in case the hell should not prevail against it. But as we look at the local church, many times we look at different denominations and people feel that their denomination is the denomination. Their pastor is the pastor, or the choir is the choir. Amen. But they fail sometimes to line up with God's way of doing things. It's his agenda. They want their agenda to be in play. And have a tendency to live any kind of way. And they sometimes excuse or rationalize, saying, well, God knows my heart, so they live sloppy lives. But the word of God says that, without holiness, no man should see God. So holiness and sanctification is indeed part of God's kingdom, because to be a part of his rulership, we have to do things his way, not our own way. Amen. So if we're going to be blessed, God's way is the better way. So it makes sense, and it behooves us to line up with God's way of living. Amen. His way of doing things, and not necessarily our way. And understand that in his kingdom, there are core values. And just want to share some things from the John Maxwell Leadership Bible. He has so many that I'd like to share with you. The first task of a leader, says, is to define core values. And he takes on the Matthew, 6th chapter, Matthew verses 1 through the 7th chapter, verse 27. It says, in the first sermon recorded in his gospel, Matthew spotlights Jesus' major emphasis on values. Jesus knew his first task was to provide a set of core values for his men. Note, Jesus' list of core values. Here they are, 10 of them. Number one, do the right things for the right reasons, according to the 6th chapter, verses 1 through 8, 16 to 18 verses. Secondly, pray God's agenda, not your own, chapter 6, verses 9 through 13. Number three, relationships will make or break you, according to chapter 6, verses 14 and 15. Number four, prioritize eternal things, not temporal things, according to chapter 6, verses 19 to 24. Number five, don't sweat the small stuff, according to Matthew 6, verses 25 to 31 and verse 34. Number six, God's kingdom is paramount. Seek it first, according to chapter 6, verses 32 and 33. Number seven, Judge yourself before you judge others, chapter 7, verses 1 through 6. And number 8, if you need something, ask. If you have something, give it, chapter 7, verses 7 to 12. And number 9, stay true to your convictions. Don't wander from the narrow path, chapter 7, verse 13 to 20. And number 10, obedience to God is the only sure foundation for life. And that's found in chapter 7, verses 21 through 27, or of the book of Matthew. So it says, if you're still not convinced that Jesus gives a list of core values here, look at Matthew 7:12, where he summarized the law in a single statement that basically is stating to do unto others the way you have them to do unto you. Amen. So looking at the core values of God in his kingdom, it makes good sense to line up with God's agenda. Yes, we have our agenda. There's nothing wrong with having our agenda, but when we pray that his will be done on earth as it is in heaven. His will is more important than our will if we're going to be blessed. And most of us, if we say, who want to be blessed, everybody's hand go up in the air. But blessings come when we line up with his way of doing life, his way of applying his word to our way of thinking and our decisions that we make. Another insert that I'd like to share is also from the Leadership Bible of Brother, values and conscience of a leader. It's just powerful. It says, how are we to respond to others who hold values different from our own? That's the issue of Romans chapter 14. Paul in his passage, not of eternal issues or absolute truths, but also talks about gray areas, subjects that are questionable and maybe even fuzzy. So John Maxwell goes on to say, Christians can differ on these issues and still be part of the same organization. On these issues, no scripture declares unequivocal right or wrong. Paul counsels the situation like this. Number one, he says, be open and not condescending, verses 1 and 3. Talking about, first of all, Romans 14, which we dealt with, the 17th verse, when it says, but the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. Same chapter. Number 2, it says, remember that everyone answers to the Lord, not to you, verse 4. Number 3, cling to your own convictions, verse 5. Number 4, whatever your values, your motive should be to please God, verse 6 to 9. Number 5, you are ultimately accountable to the Lord, verse 10 to 12. And number 6, do not cause anyone to stumble, verse 13. Number 7, don't let others impose their values on you and vice versa, verse 14. Make love your highest aim, verse 15. Number 9, major on the majors and minor on the minors, 16 and 18. Number 10, pursue peace and adding value to the people, verse 19. Number 11, don't destroy anyone by imposing your values on them, verses 20 to 22. Number 12, anything is wrong that is not done out of personal faith, verse 23. So looking at Romans chapter 14 and of course, Matthew chapter 6, I just want to mainly focus on the kingdom of God and realize that God's agenda, God's rulership is supreme, and it's important that we line up with his rulership. Where there's a kingdom, there's a king. We say God is in charge. You know, we, many times in testimony, we say giving honor to God who's the head of our life, and many times we look at each other and say, wow, if God's head of that person's life, wow, I don't know. We sometimes question because a lot of times he may be here, but we're not following his headship. Amen, somebody. Amen. So if we're going to get the most out of life, as we find in the 6th chapter, verse 33, we have to seek God first. Amen. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness and all these other things, amen, shall be added unto you. So the kingdom agenda should be our agenda. Amen. And allow ourselves to allow him to really reign in our lives, that he really be the authoritative rulership in our lives, and not necessarily make our rulership or our aim the only aim in life. Yes, it's okay to make plans and have an agenda, but make sure we submit to his authority and pray that his will be done according to his will. Lord, yes, I have my agenda, but God, I'm willing to lay my agenda aside to do what's on your agenda. So let me pray that God help me to see your agenda before I see mine and do what you have me to do instead of doing my own thing. So the kingdom of God is so, so important if we're going to really be blessed, because there are blessings in his kingdom when we line up with his way and his word. His word is not just to be read and to heard, but James says, be ye doers of his word and not hearers only. When we learn to do that, we are the blessed, and we are more blessed as we be a blessing to others. So my people, God's people, my brothers and my sisters, I just want to remind us that there is an authority greater than ours. Amen. And we have to humble ourselves enough to know that and to apply that to our lives. The Bible is, as we call it, the B-I-B-L-E, basic instruction before leaving earth. So if we lost, we need to be able to find in our GPS, God's way of doing things, how to get back on course. Sometimes we do get distracted. Sometimes we do get off course. But when we learn to realize that God has our back, he has our front, he has our side, he has our everything, and him we live, move, and have our being, God wants the best for us. And it makes sense if we just say, God, have your way in our lives. And God, I want you to be in charge of my life. Amen. Not just to go to heaven, but to experience heaven on earth. God, if I line up with your word and your principles, I will indeed experience heaven on earth, God. So have your way in my life. You know, speak to me, use me, God. Have your way in my life. Where I say, God, I want to be saying what you want me to say. I want to go where you want me to go. I want to do what you want me to do. I want to be all that you call me to be. God, I'm yours in this life, in life eternal. God bless you. May God smile upon you. Back to you, Minister Brenda.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much, man of God, for that profound message this morning. And we're so grateful that you are continually being the wonderful vessel that God is using every time you come to this platform. And I will be calling you back to close us out with a benediction. Let's go before the Lord in prayer over our prayer requests. Heavenly Father, we thank you for being so good to us. You are the Alpha. You are the Omega. You are our all in all, and we thank you, Father. In this year of 2019, we know the greater is going to come forth, Lord God, because your word told us greater is he that's in us than he that is in the world. And Father God, as you use your people, as you use Pastor Everett Thomas this morning, Lord God, we ask that you continue to bless your people with your word. Bless your people with your strength. Bless your people, oh God, with the love that surpasses, the peace that surpasses, the joy that surpasses all understanding. And Father God, we know that as you use this man of God, that you will continue to pour into him blessings of and virtues of your love, your peace, your joy, and all that you have for him, Lord God. Bless his going out. Bless his coming in. Bless everywhere his hands touch and where his feet tread. We know, Father God, that the goodness and mercy of the Lord is all around him, Father God. So we thank you, Father, that no weapon formed against him will prosper. We glorify you, Father, that you're blessing his siblings, his children, and all that concerns him, Father God. And we decree and declare that his sister is healed by the blood of the Lamb. We know, Father God, that not only her, but others that are on our prayer list, Father God, we decree and declare that Taryn is healed and Mother Oliver is healed. We know, Father God, that your word is forever settled in heaven. You watch over it to perform it. We ask in the name of Jesus that you touch the bereaved families, Father God. Give them the peace, Lord God. Comfort them like none other, like we know you can, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you for Artist Life and its entirety, for Extravaganza, for what you're doing, Father, within the body. And we give your name glory. We give your name honor. In Jesus' name, we say hallelujah and amen. Well, I tell you, TMC family, you definitely want to share this message with someone. And that number to share for today until tomorrow morning is 712-432-1085. Again, 712-432-1085. The PIN is the same, 957-677-POUND. And also remember, right after this call is the New Morning Motivational Call with Minister Edith Byrd. That number is 712-770-4005. The PIN is 294-617-POUND. Well, at this moment, we definitely want to take the time out to say happy, happy, happy birthday to our wonderful Minister Sharon Stowers from Pearland, Texas. We love and appreciate you, and we know that God is going to bless you even the more. We understand that Sunday was your birthday, but guess what? We're definitely going to celebrate you now. And one scripture I want to share is that 1 Thessalonians 5:11, where it says, therefore, comfort each other and edify one another, just as you also are doing. So we definitely want to edify you. We're asking our very own songbird, Minister Tiffany Lauderdale, to come forth and render a song as unto the Lord to you.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Sharon Stowers, we celebrate you. Sharon Stowers, we celebrate you. Sharon Stowers, we love you, and God loves you too. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Minister Sharon. We love you. God bless you, and God loves you too. Back over to you, Minister Brenda.
Ooh, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. What a wonderful, wonderful birthday song as unto the Lord. And to you, Minister Sharon Stowers, we love you and we so appreciate you. May you have a wonderful, wonderful birthday today. Now, I tell you, TMC family, we're family here. And we definitely want you to be a part of our team. So don't forget, if you're interested in being a part of this wonderful team, let us know, info@themasterscall.net. Well, TMC family, I tell you, we are so thankful. We're looking forward to you joining us again tomorrow. And I want to say thank you, Minister Wanda, for seating and greeting everyone this morning with the love of the Lord and that tag, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good Tuesday. And again, Pastor Everett Thomas, we can't thank you enough for being the man of God that you are and for showing his love, not only when you meet with us every time, but also in the words that you share with us each and every time you come to us. So I will ask you to come back to the platform and close us out with the benediction. God bless you.
May the Lord bless you and watch you, God, and keep you. Lord, make his face to shine upon you, enlighten you, and be gracious, kind, merciful, and giving favor to you. Lord, let us prove in confidence upon you and give you peace, tranquility of heart, and life continually. In Jesus' name, be blessed. Amen.